What has become known as carbon farming isn't really something new, says Calla Rose Ostrander. It's more about applying some time-tested practices with modern intentions, such as applying a thin layer of compost, not just to active farmlands, but to livestock rangelands as well.
It heals the soil. It delivers carbon and nitrogen linked together, and it really increases the water holding capacity, the plant growth, and the nutrient availability in those plants. In doing so, it creates an ongoing photosynthetic carbon sink, meaning you do it once, the grasses grow more, the soil becomes more healthy, it holds more water, the grasses grow more, and it keeps going.
The Marin Carbon Project has been a real-world laboratory for this approach for nearly a decade now. But as early as 2012, Berkeley researcher Wendy Silver detailed some of their early findings in an interview with KRCB.
We saw a gain of between 1 and 3 metric tons of carbon per hectare. The amount of carbon that we save from not putting that in the landfill ends up being very large, somewhere between 10 and 30 metric tons.
That was from just adding compost. Further experimentation has affirmed that additional integrated practices can boost the benefits even more, says Ostrander, a consultant and agriculture policy advisor.
They showed that a one-time application of compost triggered an ongoing carbon sink in grasslands. They then began to look at other things that increased soil carbon, things like hedgerows, riparian restoration, replanting creek sides. These all have benefits for increasing soil carbon, and now they're collectively called carbon farming.
And all of this is being scientifically measured, not just in the North Bay, but now up and down the state.
Right now, Dr. Silver is doing the same work she did in the Sierra Foothills and in Marin in 15 locations across the state, different soil types, different climates. And all that data then gets recalibrated and put back into the models. So it was a thoughtful, do the science, build the tools, use existing infrastructure where possible, build new infrastructure where you need it, and then deploy the solution. So this year, we're seeing carbon farming go out into upwards of 30 resource conservation districts across the state.
As Dr. Silver noted, efforts to embed more carbon in the soil, often termed carbon sequestration, also keep it out of the atmosphere, aiding efforts to slow global climate change. But for farmers, says Ostrander, there are more immediate benefits.
The wonderful thing about carbon farming is that it's not just good for climate change, it's really good for the farmer. More carbon in the soil helps the soil hold more water. It helps capture more nutrients so that the food that's grown or the grass that's grown there is more nutrient-rich. So getting that carbon back in the soil is a win-win. The climate wins and the farmer wins.
And California has been quick to recognize that with both legislation and funding that Ostrander says is poised to boost carbon farming here in a big way.
I think we're about to see it have a bigger impact. In the past couple years, there's been a lot of laws passed and subsidies put in place so that this type of farming can roll out and be supported across the state.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.